Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. This week, Harmonia samples the many concerts from the 2009 Bloomington Early Music Festival, including performances by Hesperus, fortepianist Chuan Chai, Ensemble Laura, and Chatham Baroque. The Aulos Ensemble will perform in our new release segment with arrangements from Rameau operas.
Thank you.
two dances from Rameau's opera ballet Les Fêtes des Baies were performed by the Aulos Ensemble. The Bloomington Early Music Festival has been presenting outstanding performers and concerts for nearly two decades. In the intervening years, the festival has gained national standing as a series for enthusiastic audiences to enjoy innovative programming of music from the Middle Ages through the early Romantic era and beyond. Also known by the acronym BLEMF, its mission is to provide a platform that presents both established performers and up-and-coming artists. The 2009 festival was no different in that regard. One performer who returned for a second time was Xuan Chai, a young American fortepianist who played a Beethoven concerto with the BLEMF Orchestra and gave a recital of music by Schubert, Beethoven, and Czerny, as well as Franz Liszt, who transcribed a famous work by Beethoven for piano, An die ferne Geliebte, to the distant beloved.
Thank you.
Fortepianist Xuan Chai performed Beethoven's An die Ferne Geliebte, Opus 98, as transcribed for the piano by Franz Liszt. Chai's live performance was recorded at the 2009 Bloomington Early Music Festival. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to performances from the 2009 Bloomington Early Music Festival, held annually in Bloomington, Indiana. Not a single year goes by without a concert of medieval music at the festival. This year, Hesperus presented a program entitled Ecco la Primavera, 14th and 15th century music from court and countryside. The performers were Tina Chancey, Grant Herod, Joanna Arnold, and Tom Zajac, celebrating love and springtime as inspired by Petrarch and Boccaccio. They all took individual turns singing and performing on a multitude of winds, strings, and percussion. The program was dedicated to Hesperus' musical ancestors known as jongleurs, who were journeyman musicians that traveled around Western Europe between the 12th and 15th centuries. The jongleurs' musical abilities and lifestyle have been the subject of many tales since their time. Here's music from the Middle Ages. Hesperus performs an instrumental version of the song De Toute Fleur from the Faenza Codex and the Estampita Gaeta. The ensemble Hesperus at the 2009 Bloomington Early Music Festival, two anonymous medieval works, De Tout Fleur from the Faenza Codex and the Estampita Gaeta, were performed by Tina Chancy, Grant Herod, and Tom Zajac. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're enjoying live performances from the 2009 Bloomington Early Music Festival. The ensemble Laura presented a concert of music from 17th century Spain and Latin America. Entitled Por Celebrar, the program centered on villancicos and solo songs heard in the cathedral cities of Madrid, Mexico City, and Bogotá, Colombia. Instrumental arrangements of Spanish harp pieces from the period rounded out the performance. Music from the Spanish and Latin American Baroque. Ensemble Laura performs Juan de Baeza Saavedra's Por Celebrar Este Día, Manuel Machado's Dos Estrellas Le Siguen, and the anonymous Vengan Que Lo Plegona La Negla. Bernard Gordillo directs.
Thank you.
Ensemble Laura perform music from 17th century Spain and Latin America, part of a live performance at the 2009 Bloomington Early Music Festival. Laura's members include sopranos Angelique Zuluaga and Arwen Myers, violinist Allison Edberg, cellist Christine Kiprianides, and Bernard Gordillo, organist and director. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to live performances recorded at the 2009 Bloomington Early Music Festival. The American trio Chatham Baroque is one of the more well-established ensembles in North America. Their festival program featured music of German Baroque composers, including famous names such as Johann Sebastian Bach and Dietrich Buxtehude. Chatham Baroque's concert also presented composers that you might not have heard of. Philipp Heinrich Erlebach is one such person on the program whose music has been making a resurgence over the past decade. His violin sonatas, in particular, have quietly become favorites of many Baroque violinists. Thank you. Music of Philipp Heinrich Erlebach. His Sonata Seconda for violin and basso continuo was performed by Chatham Baroque, Andrew Fouts, violin, Patricia Halverson, viola da gamba, and Scott Polly, theorbo. Their performance was recorded live at the 2009 Bloomington Early Music Festival. Our new release this week features the Aulos Ensemble on the Centaur label, a quartet made up of violin, flute, cello, and harpsichord. The group's program centers on arrangements by Jean-Philippe Rameau of suites from two of his operas, Les Fêtes d'Hébé and Les Ans Galantes. An air pour Zephyr and a chaconne from Jean-Philippe Rameau's Les Ans Galantes. The Aulos Ensemble performed excerpts from their new release on the Centaur label. Speaking of new releases, Harmonia also produces a short weekly podcast in which our writer Bernard Gordillo digs through recently released and classic recordings to bring you the very best from the world of early music. You can subscribe to the podcast at WFIU.org or through iTunes. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ether Game Musical Mini Quiz podcast, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.